This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello, and welcome to episode 113 of Sunday... whatever... All you're worried about, dear reader, is whether or not Trotsky is safe.
Well, we better clarify which Trotsky, because one of them isn't. One of them is dead in Mexico with an ice pack in his head.
And what about the kitten?
The kitten? Well, the kitten is now huge, right? It's the size of a laptop. It's massive.
Is he asleep on your laptop right now?
He's not asleep on my laptop right now, no. He is downstairs.
So he's downstairs? That means he's back?
Yeah, well, he's not back. I had to catch him. I was out for a run, and I was just doing my normal run. Oh, stop, pants. Want to die.
Stop in your pants?
I don't stop
you go
in my
running
pants.
In your pants as though you've forgotten your PE kit.
Pant. As in I was panting.
As in a black cat.
And then, shut up. And then I ran up the hill, and I noticed this little black cat legging it, with this little ginger cat called Trotsky legging after it, going rah. And then I followed Trotsky. So it looked like me and Trotsky were chasing this black cat, which I think that's a bit racist. Anyway, eventually I cornered Trotsky and he was like, oh, no. And he thought about jumping up a fence. And then he thought, no, there's no way I'm going to do that. And then he just turned around and went, meow. And it was really cute. Aww. And so I picked him up and then he got a bit angry. But no, he is home and he's got a special collar now with his name on and cool. A phone number.
Yay.
So if you get him right the side of the road and scrape him off before you eat him, you can ring us, let us know. But no, so that's good. Trotsky is alive and he's got a new trick.
Which is what?
Well, when you're lying in bed.
Not sure I like where this is going, but okay.
It gets worse. When you're lying in bed, normally what he'd do is jump on you and look in your face, right? Now his trick is to go under the covers. He'll find any hole and sit between your legs while you're asleep. Pussy by the pussy, that's what he does. And then, randomly, he'll nip the inside of your leg.
Oh, ow. Oh, Trotsky's a bastard.
He is a bit of a bastard.
But at least he's home.
And he's a whore. But yes, no, he's great. He's home. He is happy. So, yes. And he's huge. He's bigger than Leon now.
Did you get a newspaper this week?
No.
What?
I could be arsed. Well, I was in Wales and I went into the Wales shop and all they had was the Saturday Guardian and a copy of The New Scientist, and both of which I bought, but they're not Sunday newspapers.
I didn't get a newspaper. I got The Star on Sunday.
Oh, geez.
Which I read, and there's nothing in it. I'm not going, there's nothing in it, except there's nothing in it. There's nothing in it.
It's literally just blank pages.
Yeah. So we're doing a short episode this week because literally there's nothing to talk about in our papers.
Well, I've got a good thing in the Saturday Guardian, so let's go to Cut Out and Keep now.
Cut Out and Keep. I'm not doing the music.
Why not the music? That'll pad it out. I wouldn't have to be interesting. I got an article by the wonderful John Ronson.
John Ronson?
Exactly.
Apparently I look like John Ronson.
You do not look like John Ronson.
I know I don't look like John Ronson, but other people say I look like John Ronson.
Well, you're kind of pale.
And what's it about?
Well, this is about Ray Gosling, who publicly confessed to a mercy killing that he didn't do. Why?
I saw that. He got charged with wasting police time this week, didn't he?
Exactly. But he said it wasn't really his fault because they were able to prove that he didn't murder the person within 12 hours.
Right.
But then they investigated all of his other past lovers because they thought, oh, he might be, you know, talking about somebody else. Yeah.
So why did he say it?
Basically, because he was doing a film about it. He makes short films for East Midlands Telly. Mm. And he did a film about death. And then he just went, yeah, I killed one of my lovers.
So it was a publicity stunt.
It wasn't a publicity stunt because he just thought it made very good for the documentary. Because all documentary making is pretty much lying anyway, because it's storytelling.
Yeah,
it's exaggerating. And so all he did was over-exaggerate. And now he's just really defensive about it, but also really apologetic about it, and also really confused as to why he did it. Because the thing, he doesn't regret doing it. He regrets repeating the lie when the BBC brought him on telly to talk about it and that sort of thing. And he says, weirdly, the thing about it is nobody has really sort of like had a go at him about it. Everybody's just called him a silly bugger.
It's good that it's in the sense that it's raised the debate.
What's really nice about the article is John Ronson gets the train to Manchester to go meet him and then sees him in the same carriage as him. So they go on the train to Manchester to meet each other. It's quite nice. But no, he's very like emotional about it. And so when John Ronson confronts him, absolute bollocks, Ray yells. Absolute bollocks, that is. Do I fuck You look at me with those London eyes. I know who you are. I know where you're coming from. And then, a few moments later, you're not a pretty man. You're ugly.
Look at me with your London eyes.
I know.
Wow.
John Rogers has just got a wonderful way with words. He says, I'm finding his position really annoying. I admire Ray enormously, but don't see why I shouldn't ask questions about what he did, nor why being sued makes me more heroically human than not being sued.
Quite. Wow.
He's just a lovely asker. I love John Ronson.
And that was in the Saturday Guardian.
That was in the Saturday Guardian, yes.
He's not in that enough, is he, anymore?
No.
Mr. Ronson.
He should do more. I think he's been writing a book, hasn't he, which I'm looking forward to.
Eventually
it'll come out and I'll read it.
His books are excellent. I read a good book this week, actually.
Oh, yes.
Called The Drunkard's Walk by Leonard Mlodinow. It's a difficult word to say, Mlodinow.
So it's quite melodic.
It's about randomness.
Randomness.
And understanding probability. It's a really good book. You should. I was going to say listen to it then. Yeah, you should just listen to a book, man.
Yeah, just the pages go flop, thrup, thrup. It's quite sexy.
There's a place called Thrup.
There is. Where's that? Why do I know that?
Didn't we do an article about it in your Oxford?
Possibly, yes.
Yeah.
It sounds like a place that you go to get drunk and then thrup.
Or it's the noise a well-endowed man makes when he goes to the toilet.
Ugh. Just ugh.
Dear Izzy and Simon, we'll do
a letter.
Oh,
we're doing letters now? Yeah. Okay.
This is like speed podcasting.
This is like Zoom. You're getting all of the juice and none of the flesh.
Eh?
I have no idea. I was talking about squeezing lemons. Shut up.
I am just writing to say that I have recently started listening to the podcast and it has instantly become my favourite. I have spent so much time catching up with the backlog that I am neglecting all the other podcasts that I listen to and have been made to look like a mentalist by laughing out loud on the bus to work. I do have one question. Why are you not on TV?
Oh.
Izzy would be absolutely brilliant on QI or Mock the Week, whereas Simon would be perfect for Autumn Watch.
In a little burrow.
Just imagine the hours of footage they could record of him building his little nest to hibernate in, sleeping and occasionally waking up to do a little poo in the corner. I, for one, would be glued to the screen. Keep up the good work and thanks for a great podcast. Aid.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's excellent, eh? Thank you very much. I wouldn't be good on Mock the Week or QI. I wouldn't be good on Mock the Week, and I wouldn't be good on QI.
Because everything you know is from QI.
Yeah. And also, I'd just be sat next to Stephen Fry. You'd just be revealed as an absolute idiot. And at the moment, I'm doing quite well because I'm sat next to Simon Dunn. Sat next to Simon Dunn, I am a gargantuan genius.
Yeah, it's all relative, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the thing about knowing things.
So it's time to decide then who has a superior supplement this week.
Izzy. It's Izzy. Do it quick, Simon. Get over it. We're doing a speed podcast.
No!
It's like a speed date. It's straight to the sex. It's Izzy.
The reason you can't win is because you didn't buy a Sunday supplement. I at least did buy a Sunday supplement.
I couldn't help it. Like, literally, it was a shopping well. It was about the size of a shoebox, right? Everybody had already been in at like 7 a.m. to buy all the papers out because they don't bother buying more papers than they actually need. And like literally, the Guardian, it was there still on sale on the Sunday, the Saturday Guardian, because they didn't sell it and they thought somebody would be in later to pick it up.
But the point is you didn't get a Sunday supplement. I did, therefore I win Sunday supplement.
No, you don't, because you didn't find a single thing in it.
That's not the point. I had one. You didn't. If I turn up for a football match and my opponent doesn't turn up, I win.
No, you don't. Simon versus Tottenham. Tottenham wins.
Even if they don't turn up.
Even if they don't turn up. You're a loser, Simon. It's in your nature. And anyway, I caught a pussycat, so I win. I saved the day.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Have a good week. We'll do a proper one next week. I'll make him.
Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood. Kind permission.